Retired career ambassador Timothy Carney recently returned from 8 weeks in Baghdad. He was there with the Pentagon's Coalition Provisional Authority, working on getting Iraq's Ministry of Industry up and running. This week, he published an essay in the Washington Post to offer his thoughts on how, quote, flawed policy and incompetent administration have marred the follow-up to the brilliant military campaign to destroy Saddam Hussein's regime. In a conversation today, he said that too little thought was given as to how to maintain the peace.
The thought was a little bit late in coming and flawed in concept and dubious in execution. Basically, the effort in Iraq is far too important for any of us to pull our punches. And I'm delighted to say that here in Washington, there's an ongoing and intense effort to learn some lessons very quickly and try to apply them to the field.
In that 8 weeks that you spent there on the ground in Baghdad, what lessons did you learn?
Now, the key lessons were, first of all, you have to have the Iraqis with you. It is indispensable that all of our planning be done in dialogue with the Iraqis. They're capable, they're experienced, they're smart and tough, and they're just as impatient as we Americans are.
Well, you noted that little thought was given to even the most basic of functions, such as communications and the use of something as simple as a telephone. How great a challenge was communication for you?
It was an impossibility. Essentially, there were no working telephone contacts between the coalition effort and the Iraqis whom we were advising, nor were there telephones that worked between the cities of Iraq. You did have local telephone communication in Baghdad itself, but only within a given telephone exchange because we had bombed all the switching equipment. So while you could call within a neighborhood, you couldn't call from one neighborhood to another. As a result, to get a meeting organized, for example, you had to go and see people. If you were fortunate enough to have a satellite phone and your interlocutor had a satellite phone and you were both outside at roughly the same time, or your interlocutor had either children or staff whom he could detail to watch his phone outside, then you could make a contact by satellite phone. What's worse, this lack of communication stultified the political process because Iraqis couldn't call each other and organize the kinds of meetings that might have thrown up representative political figures from the Baghdad area as well. And that was a limit placed on the effort of the coalition to create an interim Iraqi authority.
At this point, 2 months after the end of major combat in Iraq, how significant a problem is security?
Of the three major problems that I see existing today, security is the biggest. I maintain, I'll go back to the point that I stressed so heavily at the beginning, Iraqis have to be such a part of our effort that it is in fact their effort too, and that they cannot tolerate the sabotage that seeks to undermine the prosperity of a future Iraq.
Many would look at the situation on the ground and would have a hard time understanding why a military that could win the war, that could topple Baghdad so easily, is unable to restore order quickly.
Many would look at it that way. I've, of course, had enough experience in various peacekeeping and peace-enforcing operations to know that it's quite a different thing to fight battles and destroy armies as opposed to conduct a sophisticated law and order effort that is designed to draw on the authorities that still exist in the country, recreate a police force for institutions.
Senators from the Foreign Relations Committee just returned from visiting Baghdad, and they were plainly astonished by what they saw while they were there. And they came back and they said that they thought that it would take at least 5 years to restore order in Iraq. Is that about right, based on what you saw?
You know, I think once Iraqis are engaged in the effort, that time frame is going to shrink remarkably. I wouldn't want to put a number of weeks or months or years on it, because I don't know. But I do know that once we get Iraqis engaged seriously in the effort, it is not going to take long.
All right. Ambassador Carney, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Timothy Carney was formerly the U.S. ambassador to Haiti and Sudan. He most recently spent 8 weeks in Iraq with the Coalition Provisional Authority.